This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, Gabe.
Yes?
Did you see Lady Gaga the other day? She celebrated A Star Is Born's first anniversary.
No. Do you even know me? Of course I didn't.
I know you very well. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
She's also debuted a hot new pink hairstyle.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a photo now. Yeah. What do you reckon? What are you seeing in this picture?
Oh.
She's also, in the background, she's very cleverly displaying her Grammy Awards as well on
a
bookshelf.
Grammy Awards, are they?
Yeah.
Little trumpets.
Yeah.
I think I like her cheap costume jewelry. That's nice.
Yep. It's probably worth thousands of dollars.
Really?
But yeah, sure.
No, that's not real, surely.
Yep.
Okay. She looks great. She looks kind of like, she reminds me of the movie Grease.
Uh-huh.
You know, the pink ladies?
Yes.
What is it?
Frenchie.
Frenchie. Yes, Frenchie. She
not
looks
pinky.
Like Frenchie. Yes, she looks like Frenchie. She looks pretty hot.
I'm going to blow your mind, though, right now, because good on you, Gaga, celebrating A Star Is Born's first anniversary. I believe it's gone multi-platinum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the photo, though, this bookshelf that she's got the bloody Grammy Awards on, this bookshelf looks like it's from bloody IKEA.
It does.
It looks like a piece of crap.
It does. I noticed that.
Multi-award winning.
Yes.
Here's another photo here. She's got her bloody Oscar on the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't she just stick the bloody Oscar in the billiards room downstairs with the keg?
Yeah, in the garage.
You're a multi-millionaire, Gaga. Shouldn't you have something more expensive looking? Like,
girl, you nasty.
Shouldn't you get some designer? Mm-hmm. I'm on a tangent here, but this is bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. So you think that cheap costume jewelry is real.
Yes.
But the shelving is from...
I think she's skimping maybe to pay for the jewelry so she has this bloody cheap shelf.
Do you reckon she made the shelf herself?
I reckon she got her dad to do it. She was like, stuff this. I'm not doing this. My nails are too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is very cheap and nasty.
It's cheap and nasty.
It is.
You can go online and check it out. But hey, most Joy listeners are gay, so they'll probably have heard about it, unlike you.
All the little dots on the side where you can move the shelf.
She hasn't even put the little bloody holes in to put the shelves on.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Get your game up, Gaga.
Mm-mm, no good.
Mind you, she's a gay icon and most gay people don't know how to assemble things, so it's probably like,
speak
you know,
for yourself,
hand in
hand. I just fixed someone's garage door on the weekend.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That could have been a lot of... I'm handy. I would be able to...
we know you're handy.
Yeah, handsy more like.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to shut it down. Hey.
Okay, I'm going to have to shut this down for a minute. Sorry, it's Gabe. I'm at home. Ben's not around, so we can talk about him. So the first thing I want to say, it's cool. But I do want to say that it's not usual for us on a podcast to put in the trains and traffic. Normally, we would take the show that we've put on air and edit out bits that people don't need to hear. They're not relevant. So trains and traffic reports, because who wants to know what was happening last week on the Westgate Freeway? But this week we have left it in because you will see that Ben has a bit of a breakdown. I mean, sure, I made an innocent joke about him fat shaming a freeway for calling it heavy, but boy, does he kick off. So just for this week, you're going to hear the trains and traffic. Don't panic. It's old news. It doesn't matter. Now, in this podcast, you will notice that there is a fair bit of swearing. I don't know why. We were really loose as... I'm not going to make it worse. Anyway, I feel like I need to warn you that there is a bit of swearing. There are words like... dick, crap, bitch, piss off, up yours, and...
when through a... they don't... no mistake. They... and in two ways. The...
But really, when we're on air, we have one job to do, and that's to entertain you, but also to tell you what's happening on the roads, on the train system, efficiently and professionally. I think we need some practice.
Jumping on the roads now, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit wet and wild out there. It's been very rainy all night, actually.
It has been wet, wet, wet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was asleep most of it, so I wouldn't have known. But I woke up this morning and it was wet.
Yeah,
so.
Did you roll up the tarp once you got up?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I always do.
Mm.
Put a tarp down before I go to bed, don't you?
Yeah. No, not really. I'm pretty dry when I sleep. On the Eastern Freeway right now, it's currently 17 minutes if you're travelling on the Monash. It is quite heavy at the moment between the South Gippy and the East Link, about 13 minutes there.
Fat
Do you like
shaming?
How I said South Gippy?
Yeah, I think you were fat shaming it by calling
what was
it
I,
heavy.
Oh, it is heavy.
You can't fat shame a freeway. Come on. Everyone has feelings.
It's a bit wide around the edges. It's got lots of curves. The Princess Freeway as well is very heavy, Gabe.
Yeah, right.
It's huge. Needs to go to Jenny Craig. It's going to be about 14 minutes between Duncan's Road and Forsyth Road. Was that okay for you? Was that not? Yeah. Well, how about this? On the South Gippie inbound, it's a humongous 10 minutes.
Wow. That's...
Big 10-ton Tessie.
Okay. I don't even want
to know. Why did you bring that up?
There's going to be a time when they're going to just ask us not to come back in here. Our key passes at the door are not going to work. And we'll just have a letter on our answering machine saying, thanks, Ben and Gabe, for everything.
You bloody started it. I was just doing a normal traffic report. And you had to bring up some, like, fat-shaming crap.
Okay.
It's all your fault.
All right. Ben's a little bit arced up. That's fine. You're really unhappy about the traffic.
How are the trains looking, Gabe? I'm sure you can do a much better job, bitch.
Okay, if you're on the Mernda line, there's a few cancellations, so they are running a little bit behind. If you are on the Sunbury line, you're probably already aware, but buses are replacing trains between North Melbourne and Sunshine until Friday. So, haha, sucks to be you. We're doing them really.
You're so nasty.
No, I'm not.
You're so mean.
I'm not.
You've been picking on me all morning.
Oh, God.
The tables have turned, though, because normally I'm the one picking on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess I don't really like it when I hear the truth.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed a moment of weakness. You look a little bit more tired today. So, hi, Cameron from Botanic Ridge. He's just sent us in a text.
Hi, Cameron.
Appreciate it.
I think he wants a birthday message. He said, tomorrow back in 1980, he entered the world.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
Ooh, it's my birthday next week.
Is it?
No, I made
next
that up.
Next year.
You know, every now and then I just put up on Facebook that it's my birthday. You just write, thanks for all the birthday messages. And people just start replying, oh, I missed it. Happy birthday, happy birthday. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And then you tell
them. They really grovel.
Yeah, you tell them it's not their birthday and then they never speak to you again. But it's fine. It's good.
We've got a great hour coming up for you this morning, don't we, Gabe?
Yes, of course we do. I've got one question. It's the same question I have every day when I wake up. What's bloody Russia doing today?
That was very Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah, it was. So,
drinking a lot of vodka, maybe having ice baths and being hateful towards others, maybe.
That, I reckon, yeah. Maybe a bit of naked horse riding.
Delicious.
Okay, I was turning on.
We're also going to be talking about the anti-trans group that got trolled.
Masterfully trolled.
I love a good deed, don't you?
A what?
Love when someone does a good deed.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you said I love a good deed. Do you? And I'm like,
oh,
no.
Oh, well, you know. I mean,
not really.
There's a reason why they call me Easy Mart.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Thelma Plum and you are listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
How was your night last night, Gabe? Because I saw a photo of you clasping some balls looking very suspicious.
Yes, yes.
You had this real kind of cheeky grin on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Gabe's Instagram, Real Gabes Hogan. Wait, it's just Gabes Hogan, isn't it? I just added my Instagram name to yours. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's Gabe Hogan with an S in the middle, Gabes Hogan. Yeah, I was touching a lot of balls last night. There was red balls and blue balls.
Mm.
They were blue when I started and red by the end of it.
Quite smooth to touch, I'd say, wouldn't they be?
Very smooth. Mm. Like quite... little as well. You just pop them in your mouth. Just so everyone knows, I was doing a bit of bingo.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah, right.
Super fun. Bingo. Living the dream.
Mm.
See, because a lot of my teachers, they said it would never happen. For my whole life, when I grew up, I wanted to be a bingo host.
Yeah, right.
And they said it wouldn't happen.
Do you have the glasses on with the big long string on it?
No. I'm a cool bingo host. Mm. And so Mrs. McLean, my year 8 teacher, you can piss off because I've made it now. Bingo.
You do a bit of trivia though, don't you, as well, hey?
I do trivia as well. Oh my goodness. Bingo is so much more fun because bingo people are fun people. Trivia people, a lot of them are fun, but some of them can be really
little Miss Know-It-Alls.
Yeah. Mm. I had this girl last week where I should have known from the start that she was going to take it way too seriously because I always start off by saying, we're all here to have fun. Anyway, I should have known that she was going to be trouble because one of the first things she said to me was, she said, well, I was at 2 trivia places this week and they used the same tiebreaker questions and I should have twigged that she was at trivia for the 3rd time in a week. Who spends their day going from trivia venue to trivia venue? Anyway.
This person.
She was so narky. And so I should have known that she was a little bit twitchy, right?
Mm.
But later on, she got a question wrong, or her table got a question wrong, and I didn't give them a point. And then another table got a question wrong, but I gave them a point because they could prove online that this was the case, right? So I said, yeah, you get the point. And then she arced up. She's like, well, we should get half a point for getting half the question right.
Oh, get out of here. Kick her out.
Exactly. I was like, this is trivia. Firstly, trivia. Trivial.
So community trivia as well. You're not on television, love.
It's in a brewery in a garage. Like, they don't even have carpet there. Like, just chill out, okay? So trivial. Just chill.
Anyway, Tom Gleason would have ate her up in a heartbeat.
My goodness.
Would have swallowed her whole.
I said to her, you don't get a participation award. You either get the question right or you don't.
How did it end?
I walked off on her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I avoided her for the rest of the night. I
reckon you should have just looked up like world's hardest questions in the world. Mm. You know, what was the exact time that the Titanic sank?
Yes.
She probably could have Wikipedia'd that quite quickly.
You should have done a spoiler alert. Some people haven't seen the movie Titanic.
Apparently it was quite small. The boat wasn't that big. Not Leonardo DiCaprio's, but like, you know.
The
actual Titanic. The boat was quite small.
Huh.
Mm. Anyway. Up yours, lady. Trivia lady.
Yes, we'll have more information that is no relevance to your life coming up real soon.
I hate people that are smart.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Who's got time for you? Yeah, well, we've just had a message in. Someone's on my side, Gabe.
Oh, my goodness.
They've said, on behalf of fat people everywhere, Gabe Hogan is outrageous. Yeah, you're disgusting. Oh, fat shaming is awful. We are prepared to meet you and discuss this at McDonald's Burke Street. Who do you think you are? I mean, I was just doing the traffic report.
How did this turn onto me? And why are you looking at me like you're an investigative journalist trying to suss out my horrible
I'm a
bigotry.
16th cousin of Yana Vent, the drag queen version. Thanks for your shout out, Mr. Anonymous.
I know nothing. I'm going to say nothing at this point because I'm only going to dig a hole deeper.
You bloody well should. You disgust me.
I will be finding the footage of what I said and then you will all be proven wrong. Horrible. That's a massive blow. A really low blow, Ben. Mm. Thank you. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Gabe, I'm going to do the roads report.
Yes.
And I would appreciate seriousness for this.
Okay.
To give anyone a little bit of a catch up. Mm-hmm. Gabe made a lot of fun of me in the last traffic report, and she also called out a lot of different demographics that I didn't appreciate.
My goodness, this
so I would like to just do this report in peace.
All right,
it's a very serious issue.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. What time is it? What are the trains doing? Are the roads okay? I don't know. It's all right. It's all right. Ben and Gabe are going to tell you everything. It's what they do.
I like how when we do our train and traffic reports, what you can expect is a little bit of knowledge on what's happening on the roads and the trains, but mostly just shade about different areas of Melbourne.
Look, if we haven't confused you with the train and traffic report, we are doing it wrong.
Oh, Gabe, bloody hell, it's cold.
Oh, it's freezing. Why are there so many men naked on horses?
Why did you suggest going to Russia?
I wanted to know what bloody Russia's doing now.
What's bloody happening in Russia?
Well, you know, last week we're telling that story about the dolls, the gender-neutral dolls,
yeah, it's
right?
In our latest podcast.
I know, it's very exciting. Well, they may not be going to Russia. So these gender-neutral dolls, they've got interchangeable hair. So
I brought all my gender-neutral dolls with me, though.
Yeah, oh, no. Have you just got them folded up in your bag?
Hidden. Yeah.
Yeah, you got them folded up.
So what's happened?
Okay, so basically, who would have thought Russia would get upset about a doll, you know?
Who would have thought?
So anyway, Russian politician Vitaly Milonov, he wants them banned from Russia. Wants them banned. Mm. Doesn't want them in. He's very upset about a doll. These things are about 10 inches high.
Is Russia not the home country of babushka dolls?
It is, but you will note, oh, that's right, that's a girl and a girl, isn't it?
It's a girl and a girl.
I see what you've done here. That's, okay, yeah. Well, apparently babushka dolls are all women and they're inside each other. So I think we should really point this out to Vitaly.
So no dolls.
Mm-hmm. You've found a loophole there.
Do they have Ken dolls, I wonder, in Russia? Because they're very gay. Very gay.
Are they, though?
Oh, I reckon they're pretty gay.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
We should state that all men should look beautiful and fabulous, but Ken dolls look very gay, very plastic.
Yes, that's true.
Very Liberace's boyfriend-esque, you know?
Yes, okay, cool.
Yes.
But I feel like Ken always misses out as well because everyone's always making their...
his dick chopped off?
Well, no, yes, also.
Sorry, I know it's 8 minutes to eight, yeah.
Is it just me or did everyone make their Barbies bang?
I'm saying that last
week. I'm doing
week.
It with my hands.
I did it all the time.
You look really
mine
frightened.
Were like really good at Kama Sutra.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean? They're so bendy and flexible.
Yeah, did you only have Kens? Did
no,
you have
I had one Ken once.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Barbie was just a beard.
Phase.
Just one Barbie.
I had more Barbies.
For business meetings, for business occasions.
Anyway, so no gender neutral dolls in Russia.
Not in Russia.
God, what fun do they even have?
Bloody Russia.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
All right, what's about me now? Because I had to go to the dentist the other day.
Yep.
I need a root canal.
Oh, no.
I know. I hate root canals.
That's the worst.
You had a root canal before?
Yeah.
They're not very nice. You know what I do love, though? I love the dentist.
Yeah.
You know why I love the dentist? Because with all like the putting off and the delaying and the delaying, once you finally go, you really feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you've got
sure.
a $20,000 bill and half your teeth have fallen out. But at least you know you've ticked a box for the year.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's one of those things you avoid so much that when you finally do it, you think, yeah, how'd it go though, Ben?
Well, I went to the dentist the other day and I really like my dentist because they actually have a television above that you can watch,
mm-hmm.
which was really cool.
Nice.
I thought it was really relaxing.
That's great, until it falls on your head.
Well, exactly. That's what I keep thinking. But anyway, they're drilling away.
Yeah.
And this sound effect goes off. And I'm like, what the hell is this? What the hell is this?
Yeah.
It's very loud.
Yeah. Did you?
And this. I'm like, I've never heard this sound effect before.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I about to pass away?
Yeah, right.
You is know, that, like yeah. I'd never heard this. Like he was doing something on my tooth and it was this beep, beep, beep. But I'm like, is this my credit card bill going off? Like yeah. what is this?
It's flatlining.
Anyway, on the actual television, I had to watch Studio 10, which wasn't the most pleasurable of experiences. Have you ever watched Studio 10 before?
Once.
You know, with Carrie Ann yeah. and John O'Coleman mm-hmm. and Angela Bishop.
I watched it once and I will never watch it again because what a bunch of idiots.
Well, you know how they like test you though? You know how they like they go, oh, you know, can you feel the numbness? Is it okay? I asked for a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because I was like, oh, Carrie Ann still sounds politically yeah. correct.
Can you numb my dark heart as well?
This show's still enjoyable.
So you're a big boy now. Went to a dentist. That's kind of
so I'm
sounds
just making
like
a smoothie.
They were using an actual drill on you. That's not like that's a drill that you'd buy at Bunnings, not a drill that you should be drilling into.
Really?
Yeah. That sounds like an oil
drill. I swear this is how it sounded.
But you're getting your bikini line right.
Yeah, basically.
Well.
I was like, just shave it all off.
Oh, that's
anyway,
hilarious.
Stop playing Studio 10 at the dentist. It's really horrible.
Yeah, it's not bad. You think getting your face drilled into is bad, but Studio 10.
Well, yeah, half my face is missing.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering about that because that chewing gum keeps falling out of your mouth. Now, we know you're out there. You've got out of bed. The weather is looking a bit dark and gloomy. There's no sun out. There's a lot of clouds. There's a lot of rain. There's a lot of just... grayness.
There's a lot of crap out there as well, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of riffraff. A lot of BS.
Yes, we have a great story.
There was a hero out there, wasn't there, Gabe?
There was a hero, and you're going to get out of bed and you're going to jump and just scream and be... No, it's probably not that amazing, but it is a good news story and we want to get it out there because there's so many bad things happening out there, but this is super, super, super great. Okay, so there's an anti-trans group in the UK,
yes.
right? Now, they hadn't bought their domain name.
They didn't think of it.
They didn't think of it.
They didn't think to make their own website.
I don't think perhaps that anti-trans groups think that much.
No, they don't think that clearly at all, do they?
No, but I tell you who does. Pro-transgender charities, because someone bought this domain name of
yes.
this anti-trans group, they bought it, and they have now directed anyone that looks at this dodgy website, this bigoted website, it's going to automatically direct them to a pro-transgender charity called Mermaids.
Mermaids, which we'll mention. We'll mention that charity because it's a good one.
Yes, yes, yes. So all these people who are bigoted, who are going onto this thing, they're moved over.
With their evil kind of ha 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 kind of laugh. What's this?
Yes.
Kindness.
Yes, exactly.
And giving to people that deserve happiness.
And decency and understanding.
I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. Apparently the website, the organisation Mermaids has claimed no involvement in this. So it is suggested that it's an anonymous activist that's done it.
Yes, yes. It is so good because you can imagine these bigots are outraged and furious and they don't get how the internet works because they're living in dark ages and they're at home pulling out their hair and it just makes me super, super happy.
So this is a little bit of lighthearted trolling, wouldn't you say?
It is lighthearted trolling.
Lighthearted, just a little bit of playful trolling.
Mm-hmm. Directed to people to a service where they can actually find out answers and get help and talk to someone as opposed to a service that is just going to make them angrier and hate more and more bigoted.
Yes.
It's great. Love it. Mm. I've got a bit of a thing about heroes now.
You love heroes.
I've got
Isn't
more
that
heroes.
Like the constant theme of the name for your shows?
Mm-hmm. Gabe Hogan's Heroes.
Yes.
I've got more coming up for you. So in Sydney, right? There's a grandpa in his house. He's asleep, 58 years old. He's probably a pretty heavy sleeper. He's probably got sleep apnea. Who knows?
Probably.
Anyway,
I went straight to snoring too.
So he's asleep.
Yeah.
He's in bed. He hears a ruckus outside. His little dog that is usually useless is barking, barking, barking. So the man wakes up. What does he smell? Fire. Smoke. Runs out of his house as his house is burning down and it was his little puppy dog, Gucci, who woke him up and saved him.
Oh, Gucci.
He saved
little
him.
Hero.
Uh-huh. I mean, as I said
Gucci's
earlier.
Gucci's just had a voice change.
Yeah, that's not a Pomeranian.
So, yeah, this man was in a house, fire burning down, dog wakes him up, man gets out alive.
Yeah, alive.
The dog was in the back garden barking.
It was.
Wasn't
it woke
he?
Him up. It woke him up and it saved the day. Just like Rin Tin Tin and Lassie and Inspector Rex.
It's a she, by the way.
Oh, Gucci.
I called him a he.
A she. Mm, okay,
very
so
gay name.
It's great. I mean, dogs are heroes.
It's fabulous.
They're known as heroes. They're known for protecting people, of saving people. I want a refund for all of the dogs that I have ever had.
They ever helped you?
Not once. I had a Labrador who would eat socks. Not very, I mean, that's got to be hard to swallow, but not heroic. He eats cat poo. Again, hard to swallow, not heroic.
I was going to say, well, it's probably, you know, you're teaching it, so, you know, probably not inspiring at the best habits. Not saying you eat cat poo, but anyway, yeah, sorry.
That was one time and I thought it was a truffle.
Yeah, sorry.
And yeah, I'll admit the crystal cat litter was a little bit crunchy, but it was all right. I got a dog now, take him to the park, off lead. He'll spend the whole time underneath trees trying to find possum poo to
Sounds
eat.
Sounds like something you do as well.
I don't
4 a.m. on a Saturday night.
Macca's is open 24 hours. Why would I be going to the park? Anyway, I mean, sure, dogs are known as heroes, but let's be honest. Not many of them pay their way.
Look, I just want to say.
Yes.
Good on you, Gucci.
Yeah.
Your little lifesaver.
Yep.
But could the dog have been barking for food?
Yeah, probably.
Like, could the dog have smelt something like burning in the house and gone, I'm very peckish.
Yeah.
Wake up, you're miserable.
I just think whoever's doing PR for dogs is doing a very good job of it because you don't often hear about dogs doing heroic stunts in reality.
But I love Gucci.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this dog's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Love him so much that I'm wearing him right now.
What? What are you talking about?
Do you like my sandals?
Oh, Ben.
I got them on sale, 50% off.
No, no, Gucci, no.
It's real fur too.
Oh, no, Ben. Oh, they left the paws on and everything.
Real fake fur.
They're the ugliest shoes I've ever seen. Tell you what, I do feel like crying. That's horrible.
This is Sigrid.
Gucci. Gucci.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.